5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the Green Room Press. I'm your host, Ruben Arthur. The Green Room Press is an audio editorial newspaper, bringing you pieces from young black voices in the UK. In this short episode, Grave Danger, I want to talk about death. It's something I generally avoid talking about, but it's a reality for us all, and opening a dialogue is needed because people tend to die a lot. You get it, like, dialogue, I'm sorry, I shouldn't make bars out of death. Funnily enough, I use death to make bars to imprison myself. Let me explain. I don't have a lot of fears. The average thing just doesn't scare me. But I've had a fear of death for the longest time. I remember, not so much recently, but in my early childhood, there would be nights where I would lie motionless in bed, petrified by the possibility that I could close my eyes for what should have been a sweet dream, only to be trapped in a never-ending nightmare of a world beyond the living. Growing up, my bedroom was next to a cemetery with a huge tree. And in the winter, the streetlights would cast a shadow on the branches that made it seem as though death herself was reaching through my window in an attempt to claim my soul. I vividly remember pondering what it would be like to wake up in a coffin, when nobody could hear my screams, as I waited for the suffocation to send me to sleep. Often, I would debate whether I would prefer to drown or be burned alive. I wasn't the most fun 9-year-old to be around. I was just a product of my environment, one that included walking into my living room to see my father dead on the floor. Don't worry, the irony isn't lost on me either. That was nothing compared to seeing him at the open casket. To see someone you once knew, laughed with, cried to, loved, in that state, sucked dry of all vitality, like a husk without a soul. To quote Little Sims, "Do you want to see a dead body? Probably not." I wasn't fond of my reality, and so I looked for ways to escape it. I think that's how I found anime and why I'm such a huge fan of it today. There's this one adaptation of a manga. It's called Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. It's a great show, and if you're into that kind of thing, I definitely suggest watching it if you haven't already. But I bring it up because it was the first piece of media that adequately represented my experience of dealing with death. You see, in the show, I don't want to geek out right now, but basically, people have these amazing abilities. They can manifest almost anything in their imagination, provided they have enough resources. Keyword, almost anything. One thing they can't do is bring back the dead. In fact, in universe, characters who attempt to do so are punished and have to pay a toll of some sort. Like they lose an arm or a leg or, in one case, an entire body. But at the same time, they're also weirdly rewarded by coming face to face with the truth of their world, giving them a deeper understanding of the laws of their universe and thus a better understanding of how to progress going forward. Now, You're probably wondering, what does that have to do with anything, Rubes? Well, it's almost exactly how I felt about seeing my own father die. Losing such an influential figure in my life for seemingly no reason felt like a punishment from above. And the toll I paid in order to attempt to advance in my life were my emotions. Not all of them, mind. Like, I definitely kept the angst, the rage, and the sorrow. But for a while, my joy, my hope, and my love felt sealed off in a realm beyond my reach. Only after some time, a lot of time, passed, my eyes were really open to the truth of this world as I now understand it. You see, my dad was in pain towards the end. And his death, well, it ended all that. I mean, yeah, it still hurts sometimes that he's not here. But, you know, at least he once was. He lives on through what he left to me and everyone else his light touched. And once I understood that, my priorities shifted a bit. Of course, keeping oneself in the light is a task much easier said than done. We can find ourselves engulfed in darkness before we're even able to comprehend the situation. On January 26th, 2020, Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash alongside his daughter Gianna and their seven friends. My whole life, I've been looking for meaning in something. Meaning in anything. Meaning in me. What am I here for? Why do I specifically exist? What can my life do for the world and those who exist in it? And so I tried to dedicate my life to something bigger than me. I strive to use my ability to create a situation that's better not only for myself or for just my family and loved ones, but for anyone who needs it. I want to be a paragon of success, an example of excellence, someone who toiled endlessly to sow the seed so that one day we can all enjoy the fruits of my labor. In short, I just wanted to be like Kobe, man. So when I heard the news, it was hard for me to not have this overwhelming feeling of, for what? Like, an entire lifetime dedicated to perfecting a craft, inspiring a generation, and he's gone in the blink of an eye. It's like, what am I even here for? I don't know, I think I looked to a good life to protect me from death. Somewhere in my mind, I was convinced that if I lived a good life, if I did good things, if I maximized my potential, I would be allowed in some way to transcend death, to beat it, to win. So when I see a man lose his life, a man whose entire life was committed to scoring points. Forgive me for having a moment or two where I saw my own life as pointless. Living a good life didn't protect Kobe. It didn't protect my dad. And it won't protect me. I understand that the legacy of the dead far exceeds their lives. The Mamba mentality lives on in the generation of people Kobe left on Earth. And so I guess my real fear is I won't have a worthy one.